Good morning and thank you. I was honored and very touched to be asked to speak here this morning. Unlike many of you here today, Tim was not my coach. But like every one of you here today, Tim was my friend. I'd like to read you the letter I gave him the last time I saw him just a few weeks ago. Dear Tim, yesterday I was looking through pictures and found one of three people who had a great impact on my life, my parents-in-law, and you. The gift of getting to know the three of you came when I was a 19-year-old sophomore at Knox. While many lessons were learned from my connection with the three of you, none was more important than what I learned about family. Even before I got to know you, I could see that your family was important to you. Since you and Kathy were head residents, I had the opportunity to observe you on a daily basis in family interactions. And then I started to get to know you, spending time with you and your family. One of the things that was so clear to me was how much you love your wife. So many times you would say, pointing your finger at Kathy, and with a voice of determination, "I love that woman." It was so powerful to me to see a man, a husband and a father, making it clear to everyone how much he loves his wife. This was something I'd never seen before meeting you. It was something I wanted for my future, and you helped me know it was possible. I also remember going to the library, the public library, to see Look Who's Coming to Dinner and Movies at the Barn. In particular, I remember Inherit the Wind and The Thornbirds. With the family room packed with basketball players and your kids, we watched Inherit the Wind via projector. And on another identical occasion, The Thornbirds on television. A memorable moment during The Thornbirds came when the two main characters were having a romantic moment at sunset on a large rock by the ocean. With not a moment's hesitation, you pointed at Kathy and said with determination, "I want you on that rock." With all the guys howling, I knew how much more that really meant. Thank you, Tim.